Today's daf is Tzadi Gimel. We're going to continue along. We were talking about Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah when Nebuchadnezzar sent them into the fiery furnace. So now we're going to talk about some other things relating to it. Most of today is going to be dealing with things on the topic or off the topic, but connected to the topic. Tani debate, you can see this whole thing was a big, long, trains of thoughts of different
free
things.
Just,
right, free association. That's the word I was looking for. Tani debe Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, with the two lines from the bottom of Tzadi Bet Amubet. Afilu b'shat sakana lo yishane adam et atzmo min ha-rabanut shelo. Okay, what does this mean? It means that a person, even when you're struggling, shouldn't, when suffering is coming upon you or something bad, you shouldn't, according to what they're going to show, actually, you shouldn't change your clothing, you shouldn't change your rabanut shelo, your glory, your...
dignified bearing.
Okay, dignified bearing, that's a good translation. Shenemar, Badim comes up all the time in Sefer Daniel. It means as, okay? And then, Gavraya Elach, Kaftu, sure I'm pronouncing these words right. Badim Guvrin Ilech, Kifito Besar Belehen, Pashtehen, Becharboloton, Ulevushon. Okay, so what does this mean? That these people who were Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah kept on their clothing that they were wearing. They wore their sarbalot and their karbalotehen. This was their respectable clothing. So even when they were about to go into the fiery furnace, they were still wearing their nice clothes and they were looking respectful. So you should never, you think about it, this whole masechet is about degrading people who are getting killed and all that. And it's saying almost when you're about to get killed, you shouldn't let down your guard and let down your grace, however you look at it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gdolim tzadikim yoter mimalachei asharet. Okay, tzadikim, another thing we're going to learn from Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Tzadikim are greater than the malachim. Shenemar, another pasuk from Daniel. Ane v'amar ha anachaze guvran arba'a saryan malachim bego nura. Okay, so he says, and I see there's four people. Now, who are the four people? There's Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, right? That was three. It says, I see there's four people, Mahalchim Bego Nura, that are walking inside this fire. V'chava lo itai bahon, and there's no, they're not getting injured at all, like Chabala. Urevaya di revai demar levar Elohan. Urevay di revi'a dame levar Elohim. And the fourth one, okay, the day revi'a, dame levar Elohim. He looks like a man of God, meaning he looks like an angel. In other words, there was an angel escorting them in the Kivshan HaEsh. So what do you see here? That the fourth one, he was the last one, the malach, right? You would have thought, right, that if the malachim are greater, that he would have been the first, but he's like the afterthought, the last one. So here you see that these tzadikim were greater than malachei asharet. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai, בשעה שיצאו חנניה משאל ועזריה מכבשן האש, באו כל אומות העולם וטיפחו לסוניהן של ישראל על פניהן, אמרו להם, יש לכם אלוקה כזה ואתם משתחווים לצלם? It's a great scene. What happened with חנניה משאל and עזריה, right, was that they wouldn't bow down to the צלם that Nebuchadnezzar put up. But the rest of the Jews were bowing down to the צלם. So what happened? When they came out of the Kivshan HaEsh, you would think it would be this moment of, wow, the Jews are amazing. But instead of that, it just reflected very poorly on all the Jews that were bowing down. And basically, all the Umot HaOlam came, b'tipchu l'sonehen shel Yisrael. We've seen this before, sonehen shel Yisrael. It really means Yisrael. When they're doing bad things, we call them sonehem shel Yisrael. I was actually thinking right now, it's like self-hating Jews almost, right? That the way we use that term. So they slapped them in the face. We saw that word yesterday, tapchu, they slapped Nebuchadnezzar on the face, right? The ones who came back to life in the time of Yechezkel, when Yechezkel brought them back to life. So they slapped, so here they slap Sonehem Shel Yisrael up Nehem, right? It's a slap in the face is the way we term a slap in the face. Like, wake up, what's going on? So Amru Lahem, and they said to them, right, you have a God like this, you have a God that's so, so powerful. How could you possibly have bowed down to this idol? Miyab patchu v'amru, and now they're using this to explain a pasuk that we know very well from Yamim Noraim time. We say it in Slichot every day, and we say it all over. V'amru lacha Hashem hatzdaka, v'lanu boshet hapanim, right? It's also in Tachanun every day. I don't know if it's every day or probably every day, if not just Monday, Thursday, but it definitely comes up in Tachanun. Lecha Hashem atzdaka v'lanu boshet hapanim. Which means, right, in other words, at the same moment, what does it mean, Lecha Hashem atzdaka v'lanu boshet hapanim? You think, if Lecha Hashem atzdaka, we're the people who worship Hashem, it should be also great for us. So how do they understand this pasuk? Lecha Hashem atzdaka, it was a moment of greatness for God, but at the same time, the lanu, for us the Jewish people, it was a moment of boshet hapanim. Because it was this great realization how great everything is, and then how could the Jews possibly have bowed to the tzelem? V'lanu boshet hapanim kayom hazeh, okay, on that day. Right, we generally quote it without the rest of the pasuk. Lecha Hashem atzdaka v'lanu boshet hapanim, but here it's kayom hazeh. Truth is, I don't remember where it comes up. It's definitely in Yamim Noraim. I don't remember if in Slichot. I don't remember if it's in Tachanun. Amar Rishmol Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Mai Dechtiv Amarti E'ele B'Tamar Ochza B'San Sinav. What's this pasuk? It says in Shir HaShirim, I will go up on the palm tree, but then it says Ochza B'San Sinav, and I will grab onto its branches. So it sounds like in the end, he's not getting what he wanted, right? In other words, I went up to the tree, but I ended up holding on to the branches. Amarti, so this is a reference, Shir HaShirim, we often say, is allegorical to the relationship between God and Bnei Israel. So it's God speaking. Amarti, Ele b'Tamar, Elu Yisrael. V'achshav lo yada b'yadi, Ela sansein echad shel Hananiah, Mishael v'Azariah. And as I wanted to be Ma'ale b'Tamar and have this relationship with all the Jewish people, but in the end, all I was left with was, all I was left with was the Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Amar b'yochana, mai dechtiv ra'iti halayla, v'hinei ish rochev al sus adom. Okay, here's an image of Zechariah. Okay, we had all these images of Yechezkel yesterday, right? Yechezkel is more, he does these actions, and Zechariah sees these visions. So Zechariah saw this vision, v'hinei ish rochev al sus adom, person riding on a red horse, v'hu omed bein ha-hadasim asher b'mitzula. Okay, and he's standing between these hadasim, which are in the mitzula, how they define it, mitzula?
Myrtles in the pool.
Myrtle in the pool. Okay. My ra'iti halayla. So what is this that God says ra'iti, Zechariah says ra'iti halayla. Bikesh, so the assumption was that his vision was not actually happening at night, it was happening during the day. But why did he say ra'iti halayla? Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lafoch et kol ha'olam kulo lelayla. Okay, so he sees that God is about to destroy the entire world, right? It sounds like the end of days, right? And it's daytime, and I see that it's about to be night. V'hinei ish rochev, so ein ish el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's this ish rochev al sus adom, must be God. How do we know that God is called ish? Shenemar Hashem ish melchama Hashem shmo. Al sus adom, so what's this adom? So adom is usually term for blood. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahafoch et ha'olam kulo lidam. Okay, now what happens out at the end of this pasuk? So it says, right, v'hu omei ben ha'adasim asher b'mitzula, v'acharav susim adumim srukim ulevanim. Okay, so we're going to have to explain now what is this. So he's standing between these hadasim asher b'mitzula. So he basically wants to destroy the world. But then, what are these hadasim? Hadasim are always positive terms. They're beautiful, and right, we see that when they came out of the Ma'ara, Shimon Bar Yochai and his son, and then they see someone carrying hadasim l'chavod Shabbat the second time they come out. So, kevan shenistakel b'chananya mishael v'azarya nitkarara da'ato. God calmed down. And he wanted to destroy the world, but then he saw these hadasim, which were Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah, and he calmed down. Shenemar, v'hu amei ben hadasim asher b'mitzula, v'ein hadasim ela tzadikim. How do you know the hadasim refers to tzadikim? Interesting quote. Shenemar, v'hi omenet hadasa. And who's hadasa? That's Esther, right? So she was a tzadika. So therefore, hadasim must be tzadikim. V'ein mitzula. What's this mitzula? This body of water. When we think of water, what place has the most water? Well, not the only place, but Bavel is known, especially to the Bavlim, as having a lot of water. Ve'em mitzula ela Bavel, shene'emar, ha'omer litzula charbi v'unharotayach ovish. This is a pasuk about how it was said to tzula, to the water, charbi v'unharotayach ovish, I'm going to dry up your wet places. This was a nivuah to the Bavlim. Okay, so there you see that Tzula, which is like Mitzula, is a reference to Bavel. So basically, what are we saying? So he saw, right? God saw these tzaddikim in Bavel. Who are the tzaddikim in Bavel? Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Miyad mele'im roges nasim srukim. So there's a few different ways of how to read this, but I'll read it one way. Immediately, what happened? Those who were mele'im roges, which is really God. I don't know why they put it in the, right? No, the pasuk is in the plural, but here it's really referring to the singular, to God. Actually, the pasuk doesn't say mele'im roges, so I don't know why they say it in plural, but okay. So then there's susim adumim. So susim adumim, right? If you're red, right, when you're angry, what happens? Your face turns red. So there's this red, right, mele'im roges, nasim srukim, they turn gray. Or actually, they're actually not talking yet about the adumim, now that I realize, because in a minute they're going to say, v'adumim nasu levanim. Okay, and then the red ones turn white. This is like the chut hashani on Yom Kippur, right? Turns from red to white. It's the same kind of image. So basically, that pasuk is saying that God, right, the vision that Zechariah sees is God himself saving the Jewish people on account of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
Interesting that it's Pasuk Hashem and Ish Milchama Hashem. We were just talking to the people if a word is surrounded.
Ah, yafeh. Hashem Ish Milchama Hashem Shmo, right. And Milchama is surrounded by two Shevot of Hashem. Yafeh. I didn't catch that. Right, interesting. Right, so maybe you would... All right, it's a little different because there's two words, unless you view Ish Milchama as one word, which you could. Okay. Like an Ish Milchama, and then would be also someone who's put in between two Shemar Hashem Yefeh. That's a good spot. Okay. Amar Papa, Shma Mina, Sus Yechivara Ma'ale Lechelma. So what do you learn from here? That a white horse is a good... If you see it in a dream, it means something good is going to happen. Because here you see this dream he had with a white horse, that the red horse is turned white. Okay, that just goes with the whole dream, right? It goes back to Bracha, where there were all these, and some other sugyot that we've seen around about all different signs of things you see in dreams. V'rabbanan lehecha azlu. Okay, so now they say, so there's two ways of reading this. One is saying, what happened to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah after they come out of the Kibshan Ha'esh? Kind of like, in Yechezkel, what happened to those people who came back to life, who were resurrected? What happened to them after? It's going to be the same type of answers. Some people say, and that the Rabbanan is referring to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. We heard about them, all this great stuff, and then they just disappear. Where'd they go after that? Some people say that the Rabbanan, how can you say Rabbanan is Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah? They weren't Rabbanim. So what does it mean? It means the rabbis who spoke up before about the dry bones of Yechezkel and what happened to those people. What did they have to say about this story? Okay, it doesn't exactly match with the words lehecha azlu, but that's one way of interpreting it. Amarav, ba'ayin hara metu. They died immediately when they came out, because what happened? We know how this ayin hara works. When people get jealous of other people, right? And imagine this image, especially if we just say how bad it made the Jewish people look, right? They made the Jews look so bad that everyone was kind of jealous of them, and who are these great people, and they must be amazing, and then it brought the ayin hara. You know, people were jealous of them, and jealousy brings the ayin hara, and they died. Shmuel amar birok tavu. Shmuel says it wasn't out of jealousy, it was over the humiliation of the Jewish people. In other words, what rok is spit, what spit was there? The non-Jews spit on the Jews, and that spit killed them. Now, whether it literally, you know, there was so much spit from the non-Jews, obviously, that's just an image. Or it just means, really, the concept of the embarrassment that they caused the people. Obviously, they didn't mean to do this, but because they were so much greater, and this also is a good, it's about the, how do you call it, the huge gap between, you know, we talk about the gap between the rich and the poor, and, you know, when there's people at such a high level, right? Like take this country, where there's such a gap between the very rich and the very poor, and the very rich are not helping the very poor enough. So it might be great to be so amazing, but if you can't bridge that gap and bring up the other people with you, then what kind of, you know, certainly you're not a good leader in this case. So even though they were so great, the gap between them and everyone else caused such huge embarrassment to the other people, and because of that, they died. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Alula Eretz Yisrael, V'nasu Nashim V'olidu Banim V'banot. Sound familiar? Just like yesterday. Okay, just like the dry bones people, this also. Okay, so they went up to Israel, they got married, they had children. Kitanai. Now they say this whole thing that these rabbis are talking about, the Amoraim, Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, is all based on a machloket Tanaim about the same topic. Rabbi Eliezer omer ba'ayin hara metu, Rabbi Yoshua omer berok tavu, v'chachamim omer alu l'eretz tov v'nasu nashim v'olidu banim u'banot sh'ne'emar. Okay, we'll see the proof pasuk in a minute. It's just saying this is the exact same machloket. Each one matches up with a different tana. Sh'ne'emar shma na Yoshua kohen gadol. Okay, this pasuk is also from Zechariah. Okay, listen up, Yoshua kohen gadol. Ata v're'echa hayoshvim lefanecha. You and your friends who are sitting before you, kian shemo fe tema. Okay? The people sitting among you are people who signs, they're people of signs. Yeah, they do signs, they do special things. Ezuhem anashim, shenaselahem of fate. Who is that? Have omer, must be Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. We don't know anyone else, right, that was like that in that time period. So it must be, if there's on shame of fate, we would have heard about them if they did these wondrous things. So it must be Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And there we see they were living in Israel because they were with Yoshua Kohen Gadol in Eretz Israel. Now, who else is the main character in that time period? Daniel. So the question is, Daniel, Lehechan Azal, where was Daniel when this was all going on? He obviously wasn't worshiping the Pesel, and if he wasn't worshiping the Pesel, then he should have been in the Kivshan Ha'esh with everybody else. So what happened to Daniel? It's like a classic, right? We're trying to imagine that the world is very small, and that if Daniel was in Bavel, he must have been there at that scene, and if he wasn't, there must be a good reason why he wasn't. So where was he? Amarav, Lemichra Nahara. So there's an assumption now that he was sent on a mission by Nebuchadnezzar. We're going to see soon that Nebuchadnezzar specifically didn't want him to be there. We'll see also that not only did Nebuchadnezzar not want him to be there, but God didn't want him to be there, and he himself didn't want to be there. So where was he? Lemichra Nahara. He was going to dig out a Nahar, Nahara Rabba B'Tveria. He was sent by Nebuchadnezzar to dig out a big river by Tveria. I wonder if this is like a reference to the Kinneret or something. I don't know. But he was sent to dig out a great Nahar. Shmuel Amar, Latuye Bizra Das Fasta. He was going, this sounds like a much less important job. He was going to collect fodder for the animals. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Latuye Chazire de Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. He went to get pigs from Alexandria. That was the mission he was sent on. So now they're going to question the last one, and this is something we've seen before. Ini vahatnan, doesn't it say, vahatnan, doesn't it say in the Mishnah, todos harofe amar, ein para v'chazira yotze me'Alexandria shel Mitzrayim, she'ein chotchina em shela b'shvil shelo teled. The assumption was that he was bringing chazirim in order for the chazirim to have, right, why would you want to breed pigs? So you want them to have other, to have, you know, offspring. So the Mishnah says, the todos harofe said, so in Alexandria of Mitzrayim, they had all these special, we learned this already in the beginning of the Masechet, they had special animals that they would castrate them if anyone tried to take them out of the city, because they didn't want people taking them out of the city. They wanted to keep them in their own city. So the best thing to do was, if anyone tried to take them out, they would castrate them. So therefore, there's no way Daniel would have brought them to Nebuchadnezzar to breed more, because they wouldn't let them out of Mitzrayim without chotrin ha'em shela, right? That means castrating them. B'shvil shelo teled. So what do they say? Zutre aite belo da'atayu. He went in very quietly without them knowing, and he snuck them out. Okay, he took, I think it means he took a little one. Okay, he took a little pig out, like he kind of put it under his jacket or something, and snuck it out. The Mefreshim ask a good question, which is, if Nebuchadnezzar also ruled Mitzrayim, so why couldn't he have insisted that they allow him to go? And some people say they didn't want them to know that Daniel was there. Like, they wanted him to go in quietly. They want to make a big scene about it. Anyway, there's a bunch of good questions asked about this. Tanu Rabbanan. Shlosha hayu, now we're going to understand better about why he was sent on a mission. Shlosha hayu ba'ota itza. There were three people who all agreed about this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'Daniel, v'Nebuchadnezzar. None of them wanted Daniel to be there when this happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar, Nezel Daniel Mehacha, Delo Limru Bishute Itnatzil. They didn't want them to say that it was because of the Schut of Daniel, the Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were saved. He wanted everyone to know that it was Bishut Atzmam. Maybe this is also because if it was the greatest person of the generation, then the people could all say, we don't relate to that, right? But if it was more regular people, even though Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were also a cut above everyone else, but they were more closer to the people, I guess, than Daniel, and maybe he didn't want it to be like it's only for the special, the select few. Daniel also was a Navi, and they weren't. So therefore, he didn't want people to say that. But Daniel Amar, Eza Mehacha Delo Lekayim Bi Psile Elohen Tisrafun Ba'esh. Okay, this is interesting. Daniel was worshipped, and as we're going to see soon, the Nebuchadnezzar bowed down to Daniel. So Daniel was worried that he himself was an idol. And he was worried if he got put in the fiery furnace, what will happen to him? He might burn, because it says, Psile Elohen Tisrafun Ba'esh. And he viewed himself as they had turned, obviously he didn't want to be a Pesel, but they had turned him into a Pesel, and he was worried that maybe if I go into the fiery furnace, I'll actually be burned, because people are worshipping me as a Pesel. Unevuchanetzer amar, Yazil Daniel Mehacha, Tilo Limru, Kalye Le'eloheha Benura. He didn't want people to say that his God was scorched in the fire, right? Because he also viewed Daniel as a Pesel, so he didn't want to put Daniel through the fire. Uminayin desagidle, how do we know that Nebuchadnezzar worshipped Daniel? Dichtiv badin, again we see that word, right? And then, Malka Nebuchadnezzar nafal al on pohi uli Daniel sagid. Okay, it says he fell on his face and worshipped Daniel. Koamar Shem Tzfaot, Elohei Yisrael, El Achav Ben Koliyah, Ve'el Tzikiyahu Ben Masiyah, Hanibaim Lahem B'Shmi LaSheker. Okay, now we're going to get to these two Nevi'ei Sheker, Achav Ben Koliyah and Tzikiyahu Ben Masiyah, who were Nevi'ei Sheker. Okay, the Pasuk is from Yirmiyahu. Okay? And it says here, the continuation is, Hinenino Tenotam B'Yad Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, V'ikam Le'enechem. Okay, they're going to be given to Nebuchadnezzar. Uchtiv v'lokach mehem klala l'chol galut Yehuda asher b'vavel lemor yisimcha Hashem k'tzikiyahu ka'achav asher kalam melech bavel ba'esh. Okay, so what does it say there? People, the same way we bless people by Ephraim and Menashe, we're going to curse people using their names. Okay? Because these were people who were cursed by Nebuchadnezzar himself. Okay? And it says there, They were. It doesn't actually say cursed. It says they were kalam melech bavel ba'esh asher srafam. Kalam is like klala, but also kalam. You know the word kali. It means to roast, like to sit, to scorch in the fire. So now they say it says here asher srafam lo ne'emar el asher kalam. It doesn't say they were burned. It says they were scorched. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishumar Mishumar Bar Yochai, Melamed She'asa'an Kiklayot. Okay, they made them like these toasted wheat. They would take the wheat. It was like a delicacy or like a treat. They would take the wheat and they would roast it, and it would become hard. It would be like a pitzuchim type of thing. Yan Asher Asu Nivala BiYisrael V'Yenafu Et Neshei Re'ehem. They did this terrible thing in Israel, and what did they do? They caused other people's wives to sleep with other people. And it's not that they slept with them. They would like kind of grab a woman and you know, insist she sleep with somebody else. So how did this happen? My oven. What did they do? Azel legabei bartei to Nebuchadnezzar. They went to the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Achav amar la, ko amar Hashem, hashmi el Tzikiyahu. So Achav says to her, this is what Hashem said, go sleep with Tzikiyahu. V'Tzikiyahu amar, ko amar Hashem, hashmi el Achav. Okay, so then Tzikiyahu said the same thing. God told me, but you know, you should go sleep with Achav. Azla v'amr le'lavua. So she goes and tells her father, right? This is relevant in the sexual harassment news of today, right? She goes and tells her father, actually, which is pretty, right? She's forthcoming and says, what's going on? These men are trying to take advantage of me. Amarla Elohim shel elu sonei zimahu. Says, their gods hate this type of thing. It can't possibly be. Ki atu legabach, Shadrinu legabai. When they come to you again, send them to me. I'll deal with them. Ki atu legaba, shadratinu legabe avua. So when they came to her next, she sends them to her father. Amar lahen, man amar lechu. Who told you to do this? Amru, hakadosh baruch hu. My God. Vaha, Hananya Mishael v'Azariah shaltinu. V'amru le asur. I asked Hananya Mishael and Azariah, and they said it's asur. Amrulei ana nami nivieu kavatayu. We're also nivim like them. Liditu lo amarluhu, but lididan amarlan. By the way, this connects with the whole nivie sheker that we're talking about. Amarluhu ana biina da abukinu kiechi de badaktinu lechaniyam Mishael v'Azariah. I'm going to check you guys out the way I checked out Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah to see if you're really legit. Amrule, Inun, Taltahavu, Va'anan, Tren. But they said, they were three, but we're only two. And three, we've seen this in many cases, right? Three judges, three, right? There's all sorts of threes. Three has more power than two, and we're worried if we go into the fire with just two of us, we don't have enough schuyot between the two of us. Amar lehu, bachru lechoman debitu ba'adaychu, so choose someone to go with you. Amru, Yoshua Kohen Gadol. They said, fine, we'll take Yoshua Kohen Gadol. Savre, what they think? Leite Yoshua, denapish schute umageina alan. They figured he'll protect them. Achtiyu Shadinu, so they bring him down, because he was in Eretz Israel and they were in Babel. They bring him down. Shadinu Inhu, so they put them all together. Iklu Yoshua Kohen Gadol. Ichrichumane, his clothes get burned. Okay, in other words, sorry, I read it wrong. Shadinu, they put him in. Inhu iklu, they get this, you know, scorched. The Yoshua Kohen Gadol, ichrichumane, his clothes get burned, but he doesn't. Shneamar, how do we know this? Okay, where is this all coming from? Vayar'eni, here's another thing of Nebuah of Zechariah. Vayar'eni et Yoshua Kohen Gadol omed lifnei malach Hashem. Okay, and it says, Vasatan omed al yimino lisitno. Okay, this is those psukim about v'yigar, right? V'yomar Hashem ala satan, yigar Hashem b'cha, b'cher b'yushalayim, halo ze ud mutzal me'esh. Okay, and the satan's going to get you, but this is an ud mutzal me'esh. What does it mean, he's an ud mutzal me'esh? It means he went into the fire and was saved. Okay, v'ktiv, v'yomar ala satan, yigar Hashem b'cha, v'chulei, amar lei, yadane de tzadika at. Okay, now I know you're a tzadik. Ela, my time, ahane be por tanura. And Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, lo ahani b'hu klal. So why were his clothes burned a little? Right, it looks like there's something not good here. And Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were untouched. Amar le, inu tal tahave va'an achad. They were three with schuyot, and he was the only one with schuyot. The other guys had no schuyot. Amar le, baha Abraham yachid hava. Okay, what about Abraham? He was also, right, he came out safe, even though he was just by himself. Hatam lo hava rishaim bahadeh. There were no rishaim with him. V'lo etyav rishuta lenura. And there was no, the fire didn't get any rishut to be there. Hacha hava rishaim bahadeh. Etyav rishuta lenura. And therefore, the fire was given rishut to do its thing, right? It was just, he was protected. Hainu damra inche, tre ude yivishe, v'chad retiva, uktan yivisha l'retiva. If you have in the fire two dry and one wet, right? Two dry or two bad people who will be burned in the fire. One wet one who won't be burned in the fire. The Oktan Yavisha the Retiva, right? The Yaveshim will help light up even the one who's wet, even the one who's in good shape. My time Ianesh. So now the question is, obviously, this is all, until now we've been discussing, technically speaking, how could this have happened? But now we want to know, so he must have had something wrong. What was wrong that really, you know, in other words, this is like what you would tell other people, but if we know from the Jewish perspective, obviously he must have done something wrong, otherwise he wouldn't have gotten punished. Yoshua, Shenemar, I skipped. Amar Papa, Shayu Banav Nosim Nashim She'enan Hagunot Lekihuna. Okay, his sons married people, they were Kohanim, and they shouldn't have married. They married women they weren't allowed to marry. V'lo Micha Behen, and he didn't stop them. It's a little similar to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, right, that you might be great in and of yourself, but if you can't give to others and bring others up with you, then you're missing something. Shenemar, how do we know this? Because it says, again, in an image of Zechariah, V'yoshua, in the same psukim about the Satan, V'yoshua haya levush begadim tzoim. He was wearing disgusting clothes, okay, full of dung. V'chidar choshe Yoshua levdosh begadim tzoim. Right, wearing the dirty clothes means his children. Okay. Okay. Now we're going off topic, but we're not really. We're going to see this connects again to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Ruth is given these six seorim by Boaz. Now, what a strange thing! You ever think about it? She's given shesh seorim ha'ele natanli. Like, what does that mean? Six pieces of barley. That's not really going to help her very much. My shesh asorim, ilem a shesh asorim mamash v'chidar kol shaboz l'tei matana shesh asorim. That doesn't sound like a real matana. Ela shesh se'im. If we say it's six se'im, that's a whole measurement. Well, six se'im is a ton. V'chidar kashal isha l'tol shesh se'im. How on earth is she going to carry all that? That doesn't make sense either. So what is this six? Ela רמז רמז לה שעתידים שישה בנים לצאת ממנה, שמתברכים בשש ברכות. Okay, what do we see? That six people are going to come from her, who are each blessed with six things. Who are the six people? Eluhain, David, Umashiach, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Vazariah. Okay, those are the six people that are going to come out of Ruth, and those six people are each going to be blessed with six brachot. So what are the six brachot? We're going to have to go through. David dichtiv, Vayan echad me'anarim, Vayomar, Hine ra'iti ben li'ishai beit halachmi. And here they say, right, this is one of the Na'arim of Shaul, which we're going to say is Doeg Ha'edomi, who comes to Shaul and says, this is actually said in a negative way, he's saying, I see the son of Yishai coming, and he has these six good things about him, and he's trying to get Eg Shaul on to kill him. Because he's saying, right, he's got all these good things, you better watch out for him. Yodea Nagen, V'gibor Chayil, V'ish Mechama, V'navon Davar, V'ish Tor, V'Hashem Imo. By the way, it's the Ish Mechama that we saw earlier on the daf. So he has these six things about him. Amar of Yehuda Marav, Kol Pasuk Hazeh Lo Amru Doeg Ela Belashon Hara, like we said, okay? It was just, this is a negative way of, right? He was saying it in a negative way to get Shaul to kill him. What are these things now? Yodan again, it doesn't mean he knows how to play the harp or, right? And as, what was it? Yodan Lishael, he knows how to ask good questions. Yodan again means he knows how to have a conversation, he knows how to ask good questions. Gibur, Sheyodea Lahashiv, he knows how to answer also. Ish mechamash yodei lisav litam b'mechamta shel Torah. This is classic of the Bavli. They're turning all these things, right? He knows how to play music. He knows how to fight. Those aren't things that interest the rabbis in Bavel, right? What interests them? The learning, right? The questions, the answers, the debate. That's what their whole lives were, right? So that's how they're viewing this pasuk. What's the Lashon Hara? Because he was trying to say to Shaul, he has all these good things about him. Right, it wasn't bad things about him. It was in a negative way. It was to get Shaul to kill David. Like to get him jealous of him. Ish Toar, is this right? This isn't... what's the different Nusach? V'navon davar shemivin davar mitoch davar. Okay, right, skip. That's why it adds these words. V'ish Torah shemar e panim b'halacha. Okay, so Navon Davar, you can understand something from something else, right? You can learn how to derive things. Ish Torah is mar e panim b'halacha, which means he... How do they translate mar e panim?
Appealing face of his opinions in halacha. Displays an appealing face of opinions in halacha.
Okay, displays an appealing face of...
His arguments are convincing.
Okay, his arguments are convincing. And then the last one, Vashem Imo, Shahalacha Kmoto B'chol Makom. Okay, that Hashem Imo means we paskin like him. This, by the way, goes back to the whole, it's like good chazarav, all sorts of things in Sanhedrin, that in the end, the Piskei Din come from Hashem. Right? It's this. That's why the Sanhedrin was in Lishkat HaGazit, in the Beit HaMikdash, where the Shechina was, as if the Shechina is influencing how we paskin halacha. Bikulu Amar, obviously, again, that could be understood literally or figuratively, right? That the idea is that we strive as right to have as if the Shechina is coming. Okay. Bikulu Amar Lehu. So with all these things, when Doeg said all these things, he says to him, Yonatan bini kamohu. Oh, Yonatan, my son, has this also. We're going to see that I think the pshat here, the way I understood it is, not only do I have all these things, but even my son has all these things. Because obviously he was greater than Yonatan, he was the king. Kevanda Amarle, you'll see why I'm saying this in a minute. Because Kevanda Amarle v'Hashem Imo, milta dibididei nami lo havabe. When he gets to Hashem Imo, he realizes, well, that's something even I don't have. That's why I think the even I, in other words, those things even my son has. But this, even I don't have. Now, there's the other things I obviously have, and even my son. And this one, even I don't have. Okay, and then he realizes, so chalash da'ate, so he gets weakened by this. V'ikniye be, and he gets jealous of him. D'b'sha'u chtiv, because b'sha'ul it says, u'b'chol asher yifnei yarshia. U'b'davi k'tiv, u'b'chol asher yifnei yatzliach. Okay, so by Sha'ul it said, everything he does, yarshia. Now, the pshat there doesn't mean it will cause rish'ah. It means he'll destroy. B'chol asher yifnei, he was able to destroy his enemies. It's a positive pasuk. But here they darshan it, yarshia, as opposed to yatzliach, that everything he tried to do to paskin never worked out. Obviously, right, he wasn't paskining halacha, but this is how the Bavlim are reading this, because they're in the world of Torah, they're putting into their terminology, and David, everything was yatzliach. Now, there's something strange about this, that where it says, b'chol asher yifnei yatzliach, it's actually, sounds like it's a pasuk, right? But there is no such pasuk. So, in the Dikduke Sofrim, apparently, I didn't read it, but I saw a note about it, that the Dikduke Sofrim is a book that has all different variations of the text from manuscripts. So kind of, you can look, if you know, without doing serious manuscript study, you can open up the Dikduke Sofrim on any page, and it'll tell you variant readings. So there, apparently, it doesn't have this pasuk there at all, okay? But, which makes more sense, because this isn't actually a pasuk. Minayin de doeg hava kava. How do we know that this was doeg? Because it said, acham me'anarim. K'tiv hacha bayan acham me'anarim. So what does it mean, acham me'anarim? Miyuchad shebenarim. Okay, it must have been someone who is miyuchad. Uktiv hatam, and it says there in a different place, b'shem ish me'avdei Shaul bayomahu, ne'etzar lifnei Hashem, he was detained before Hashem in a positive way, u'shmo doeg ha'adomi, abir haro'im asher l'Shaul. So here he's put in a very positive light. So they say, Chama Narim must have been the best of his Narim, and who is that from a different pasuk? We see that was doeg. That was the side thing. How did we get to this? The six Zorim, which were the six people who came from Rut, we only got to David so far. Now we're up to Mashiach. Mashiach dichtiv, v'nacha alav ruach Hashem, ruach chokhma uvina, ruach etza u'gvura, ruach dat v'yirat Hashem. There you have the six things about the Mashiach. Okay? It's a pasuk from Yeshayahu. Uktiv, v'haricho v'haricho b'yirat Hashem. Okay, we'll see what this means in a minute. I'll read you the rest of the pasuk. V'lo lemar'e einav yishpot. Okay, he's not going to judge based on what he sees. V'lo lemishma'o znav yochiach. He's not going to rebuke the people based on what he hears, but it's all going to be based on his yirat Hashem. So what's this hericho? Amar Rabbi Alexandri, milamed shehit ino mitzvot v'yisurim kirechaim. Hericho, not from smelling, but from the rechaim, the millstone, where they would grind things. In other words, it's hard and it grinds things. So he is going to be put upon him mitzvot and yisurim, a very serious burden. What's his burden, right? His burden is to redeem the people. That's pretty heavy stuff. And his yisurim is, they explain that the Mashiach takes upon himself the suffering of others. So he's going to have all that upon him. A different interpretation of this hericho, Rav Amar Demorach Vidayim. He smells, which we're going to understand not as smell, but as he has a sense. He senses things, right? Intuition. Vidayim, and he judges. There's a few different interpretations. Some people say Vadai and not Vidayim, but we'll go with he senses and judges. Dichtiv, which makes sense in the context of the pasuk, V'lo l'marei nav yishpot, right? Not by what he sees or what he hears, but he's going to have a real sense of how to judge. V'shafat b'tzedik dalim v'hochiach b'mishur la'an ve'aretz. That's another pasuk that shows, right? He's going to judge in a very fair way and in a very good way. Okay, Bar Koziva. Now that we're talking about Mashiach, we're going to talk about someone who claimed he was the Mashiach, who's Bar Kochva. Okay, he was called Bar Koziva. That was his real name. Why was he called Bar Kochva? He claimed to be the Mashiach. Rabbi Akiva believed in him as the Mashiach and called him a Kochav. And from that, he got the name Bar Kochva. Bar Koziva malach tartin shnin upalga. He ruled for two and a half years. Amar lehu l'rabanan, ana Mashiach. He says to the rabbis, I'm the Mashiach. Amru lehi, b'mashiach, now you're going to see why we get to this, b'mashiach tiv, demorach v'dayin. Nech ze'anan, imorach v'dayin. Okay, here's our test. It says about the Mashiach, he's going to have a good sense and be able to rule from that. And let's see if you can do that. Tevan dechazyu, de lo morach v'dayin, katluhu. Since they saw that he really wasn't, he couldn't do it, he didn't have this sense of ability to do judgment. Therefore, they killed him. There's a big debate about who's the subject of this sentence that they killed him. Is it the non-Jews? Okay, and I think what motivates this is what they have from historical records. He was killed by non-Jews. Some people say it was the Jews who killed him, and on what rights, and it's the problem also with them saying that the Jews killed him, just because someone claims he's the Mashiach and doesn't pass the test of the Mashiach test, so we kill him? So some people claim, yeah, because it's like a Nevi Sheker, okay? Which again connects with our whole parak, whether it's the next parak or the previous parak, about Nevi Sheker. Okay, so now we're done with Mashiach. Now we're up to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Vazariah. Dichtiv behu, asher ein behem kol me'um. Okay, they have no, right, this is a pasuk from Daniel. Okay, it says, it starts out like this. Yiladim asher ein behem kol mum, v'tovei mar'eh, u'maskilim bakol, u'maskilim b'chol chokhma, v'yod'ei dat, u'mivinei mada, v'asher koch behem lamo b'echal ha'melech u'lamdem sefer u'lashon kaskim. Okay, those are the things said about them. May asher ein behem kol mum, what does this mean? Amar Rabbi Chama, bar, probably Chinina, I think is his name, bar Chanina, Afilu kirivda dekusilta. Sorry, kirivda dekusilta lo havabahu. What does it mean? They have no mum. It means that they have no wounds from bloodletting. Meaning that they never ever had to do bloodletting. Remember, bloodletting was a part of keeping healthy in those days. They were so healthy that they didn't ever need to do bloodletting. May vasher koch lehem lamo beichal hamelech. Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, melamed shayu onsim et atzman min haschok, umin hasicha umin hashena, umamidin al atzman b'sha'a shenitzuchim lenikvehem, mipnei eimat hamachut. Okay, when the king was there, they would make sure to keep away from everything else, right? Not even going to the bathroom when they need to. They'd be able to hold it in, right? And not laugh and not talk and not sleep. And they would basically keep themselves, they would force themselves to be like that when they were before the king. Okay, this is the right two psukim later about these yiladim asherim behem mum, right? More mum. It says mum in the pasuk, but it's read as mum. And then it says, and from them, ibnei Yehuda was Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Vazariah. Okay, that's how we know it's referring to them. Amar Rabbi Elazar, kulam ibnei Yehudahim. Okay, so what does it say? Bahayu bahem ibnei Yehuda, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Vazariah. So he says this means they were all from Bnei Yehuda. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, Daniel mibnei Yehuda, b'Chananya Mishael v'Azariah mishar shvatim. They weren't all from Yehuda, only Daniel was. These guys were from other shvatim. U'mibanecha asher yetzu mimcha asher tolid yikachu. Now we have this other pasuk. Okay, this is from Yeshayahu.
If they were from other shvatim, how could they be from Rut?
Ah, that's a good question. So I would assume that if they say they're from Rut, okay, so first of all, it could be from Rut, but through marriages, or the person who says it was from Ruth holds by the other opinion, and that maybe there's different opinions about it. It's a good question. So now there's another pasuk about them. Ubi manecha asher yetzu mimecha asher tolid yikachu. Okay, so the sons that will be taken that asher yetzu mimcha asher tolid. Right, this is. Right, v'hayu, in other words, any sons that I think you've had will be taken away from you. V'hayu sarisim be'echal melech bavel. And you're going to become sarisim. This is what we're going to deal with for the next while. You're going to become sarisim and he'echal melech bavel. So what does it mean they were sarisim? Okay, sarisim is a term generally used for sarim, but often it was for eunuchs, right? It was people that they castrated them so that they wouldn't be distracted by women. So the question is, do they really castrate them or not? Rav Amar sarisim mamash. They did. They castrated them. Rabbi Chanina Amar shen nistarsa vodazara bimehem. It's not in a negative way that they were castrated. No, it's dafka in a positive way that avodazara was castrated in their day. In other words, because of them, after this whole thing, they went through Kivshana Esh, so they are now considered sarisim because they caused all of avodazara to be broken off in their day. So it's a positive statement about them. So now we're going to have sources that, you know, question or support either reading. Bishlama lamanda amar shenistar sava dazir zarabi mehen. Hainu dechtiv bechaval lo itai bahon. Remember the first pasuk we started out with today was they went through the fiery furnace and they had no wounds. So what does it say? They had no wounds. If they were castrated, well, that was a wound. So how do you understand that pasuk? So obviously, what can you say? Chavla denura. It was only in the context of the fiery furnace. Nothing happened to them, but it doesn't mean they weren't castrated. It's another point. Nor lo adat behen. So, but it already says reach nor, that no smell of fire got into them. So if no smell of fire got into them, obviously no wound happened to them. So why would you need to tell us no wound happened through the fire? It really means they were never castrated. So they said, no, you can read it. Lo chaval, lo v'lo recha. No wound, and not even no wound, but also not even the smell of fire was upon them. Bishlama lamanda amar nistar savo dazarabi mehem. Again, we're going to say another support, nistar savo dazarabi mehem. Hainu tichtiv, komar Hashem lasarisim asher yishmeru et shabtotai. Okay, here's another pasuk from Yeshayahu. That's obviously referring to, or according to this, it's referring to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. What are they called? They're the Sarisim, Asher Yishmeru et Shabtotai, and all that. Meaning, it's a positive term. You're calling them Sarisim because Mishter Shabbat Azariah Bimehem. El, Amand Amar Sarisim Mamash, Mishtai Krai Begnuta de Tzadikim. If it's talking about Sarisim Mamash, here the pasuk is saying all these positive things about them. It's going to mention something negative, that they were Sarisim. Doesn't make any sense. So what do they answer? Havaha havabuhu. Okay, so they say, no, both of them, they could say it was both that nistarsu avad azara and that they were castrated. Bishlam alamanda amar sarisim mamash. Again, we could say, now we're going to prove the other side, that they were actually castrated. Hainu dichtiv, okay, I have to read the beginning of the pasuk. Minatati lahem bibeti ubachomotai yad vashem tov. Okay, so now what does this say? This is saying, I'm sorry, I didn't read it right. Yad Vashem, sorry, this is where Yad Vashem comes from, by the way. I'm going to give them in their house, in my house and in my chamot, a Yad Vashem, meaning an eternal memorial, let's say, right? That's why Yad Vashem is called that. Tov mibanim ubanot. It's better than having children. Why is he saying it's better than having children? Because obviously they couldn't have children. They were sarisim. There you go. That pasuk seems to indicate that. Ela lamanda marshan is tarsav odazir behem my tov mibanim ubanot. Amar of Nachum bar Yitzchak mibanim shayulem ukfar kfar umetu. In other words, their sons died young. Okay. In other words, it's not that they couldn't have children. They could have children. Just their sons never made it. So God is saying to them, I'm going to give you something that's even better than having a legacy of children. My shame olam atein lo asher lo yikareit. But there's a problem in this pasuk. If it's referring to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and Daniel, what does it say here? It says shame olam atein lo. Only one of them. What about all of them? Amar v'tanchum darash bar kapara b'tzipori zet sefer Daniel shenikral shmo. Okay? It's only Daniel was zoche to have this, right? Shame olam atein lo asher lo yikareit. Michti, now that we're talking about people whose books are called in their name, now we have a question about Ezra. Michti komili de Ezra, Nehemiah ben Chachilai marinu, Nehemiah ben Chachilai, my time aloi krasifer al shmei. What about Nehemiah? Now, nowadays we call it Ezra, which is 10 prakim long, and Nehemiah, which is 13 prakim. But in those days, it was all called Sefer Ezra, all 23 prakim. So why was the book called Ezra when the majority of the prakim were said by Nehemiah? Here we see he must have done something wrong that the Sefer is not said in his name. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Abba Mipnei Shechzik Tova Latzmo. He thought of himself as a great person. Shneamar Zichra Li Elohai Letova. He says, God, remember me Letova for all the great things I did. And because of that, Midah Kenege Midah, he didn't get his book named after him. He thought it was so great. Well, you're not so great. Your book's going to be named after someone else. But then they say, David Nami Memar Amar. David says something very similar. Zachreni Hashem Beretzon Amcha, Pakteni B'Shuatecha. The same, remember me. But they say, obviously, that's a very different remember me. That's not remember me because I'm so great. But David, Rachameh Dekabai. He was praying to please be remembered, but he wasn't saying, I'm so great, I have so many zchuyot. Rabbi Yosef gives a different reason why the book wasn't written about in his name. Amar Mipnesha Siper B'Gnutan Shel Rishonim. Shenemar, he spoke negatively about other people. Okay, which is similar to thinking of yourself as great, is also, you know, speaking negatively about others. Shenemar v'apachot harishonim asher lefanai, the governors who were before me, hichbidu al ha'am, they put a lot of pressure on the people, they put taxes on them. V'yikchu mehem belechem v'yayin, chag kesef shkalim arba'im, okay, they took all this money from them. So now they say, wait a minute, he was talking about the governors before him, v'afal Daniel shegadol mimenu siper, he even said bad things about Daniel. Now, this is a strange question because who says Daniel was a governor? But they assume if he was saying about all the bad people, all the great people who were before him were bad, so he must have been also including Daniel. And how could he say bad things about Daniel? So first they say, "Uminalan de gadol mimenu, dechtiv." Oh, the truth is, I don't think it's a question. I think they're saying it's a statement. And even on Daniel, he spoke negatively. So then they say, "How do we know that Daniel was greater than him?" You know, because they said even Daniel was greater than him. So how do we know? Because it says. By Daniel, v'ra'iti ani Daniel levadia tamara. Daniel talks about this vision he sees. He says, I'm the only one who saw it. V'anashim asher ayu imi, the people who were with me, lo ra'u tamara. Aval charada gdola nafla alehem v'yivrchu behechave. V'anashim imi, lo ra'u tamara. So who are these people? In other words, he had this vision. The people around him didn't see, but they could sense something was going on, and they ran away and hid. So who are these people who didn't see the Mara? Who could possibly be? Umaninu anashim? I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, Itema, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Zeh Chagai Zachariah Umalachi. These must have been the only other Nevi'im that were in his times who were Chagai Zachariah Umalachi. Which shows that what? Clearly these people were above, if they were on Nevi status, they were clearly above Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And therefore, I'm sorry, clearly above Nehemiah. I was confused. They were clearly above Nehemiah, who wasn't even a Navi, and if they were above it, right? If Nehemiah wasn't even a Navi, clearly they were above him, which again connects with this whole Navi in terms of where does the Navi fit in with the, right? You might say, who's to say Navi is greater, but, you know, clearly they view, even though we talked about the Navi and the Chacham and the differences between them, you know, clearly they put Navi on a higher level because he has direct communication with God, even if maybe we can't learn Torah from him. Yeah, there's certain things, the Torah you don't get if a Navi tells you not to do something, you don't listen to him and all that, but clearly the Navi is on the higher level, and therefore Nehemiah was punished because he put down Daniel.